Let me name Rabbi Yudim Rabsheshes. Machzir Dushosim Mishenisei Zumei Sarasamal. Clear to Gemara, what's the halacha of a Tzoris Machzir Dushosim? Sounds like from the Gemara the Machzir Dushosim was Poshit. If you call it Rishon, Nezichah doesn't do Yibam. We'll see soon what it's done as Rabbi Chalitza. Upon him, Machzir Dushosim is Poshit, doesn't do Yibam. Clear to Gemara, what's the halacha of the Tzor? The Gemara's Mavur, two Lishonis, what is the Tzodei Ashayl? The Lishnikam holds Shiloh, whether or not Machzir Shos will have it in Tzor. Machzir Shos, it's a Chai V'Lavin, Meichet Teis would have it in Tzor. At the most, it's a Chai V'Lavin. What would have it in Tzor? It says, Tuma Ksiv. So the Lishnikam holds the Lefir B'Yasim and Keeper, Taka Avada, that it says, Achri Yashuhutama. Lefir B'Yasim and Keeper, it says directly on Machzir Shos, Achri Yashuhutama, it isn't in Tuma. So it's the same thing like Soita. Avada makes it in Tzor. The Shiloh is, it's not the Shiloh, if the Lishnikam is literally the Rabbanon. Like the Rabbon and the Maisha, they took, they were muki, the vort, Achrei Shutama, it's not talking about Machzir Shosi, it's talking about Soita. But that's the Chavid Drash. The Chavid Drash, they darshan def Soita. But the Vada, the Pshutai, the Kroah, the Pashta, the Parish is talking about Machzir Shosi. Ain't Mikra Yitzin B'Dei Pshutai. So Metzogin, that since Ain't Mikra Yitzin B'Dei Pshutai, the Maisha, there's a Din Toma. So that will make a Din Tzor. But then Ish, given the Sakar. Since the Maisha, we were Sakar. It's considered, it's got me in the sack, there's no dintumah. That's the Tzodei Shaila for the first Lashon. If the second Lashon Gemara, Fakaret, Lefi the Rabbanon, it's Pashat, there's no dintumah. Clear to Gemara, what's the Aloch, Lefi Abayisim and Keeper? Pashat is there is a Tumah, but Mitzat Sheni, there's a Miyot. It says, Te'evahi, after it says, Lo Yuchal Bala Rishon, Lo Shav Lekach Tachrei Shehutumah, it says, Te'evahi. So maybe we can make a Miyot, with Arshan a Miyot, He Te'evah Ve'ein Tzairosa Te'evah. That's the Shaila. If you bold the shanis, the shaila is there a din tumaka rais by machzir gushosoi to make it in tzor? But let's study a shaila toli. Other study a shaila in rabbanon, another raising a keep. Kachi, that's the shaila of gemara. Now, yes, is the shaila of the gemara legabi tzoras machzir gushosoi only legabi yibam, also legabi chalitza? The gemara is clearing the machzir gushosoi should make it in tzor. Tumaka rais, shaila is it only legabi yibam, also legabi chalitza? And them zetzach machalikas rishonim. Toysis can I get come out all the Rishonim. Toysis in the Bali, Toysis in the Rosh. Can I get all the Rishonim? Efshu, boy, from the Cheshman Advarim, the Teich, the Sugya. The Maisa, the Gemara brings two riots. The Gemara is trying to bring two riots to Poshet the Shaila. The first riot, the Gemara brings in the Mishnah Achilitz. The Gemara brings with a riot. At Aloch is, there is no Din Tzoros Mach Tzushase. It says, two Yavam is fallen to him. Achas Ksheira, Achas Psula. The Gemara named on that Psula meant Isser Mach Tzushase. That she can be miyabim to tzaras machzir gushosa. The first pshitus was that there's no din tzaras machzir gushosa. There is no din tzaras machzir gushosa. It's mutter. That's the first pshitus. And the second pshitus is pumfaker. Second pshitus is the more about a brisa. That the brisa says that if you machzir gushosa and the tzara falls, the halacha is oy he oy tzaras achiletzas. State that there's a din chalitza both on her and on a tzara. It's a muchach. There is no din yibum. The second pshitus was that there is a din tzoras machzir gushosa. The first pshitus was that tzoras machzir gushosa is muteris. The second pshitus is tzoras machzir gushosa is asura. The more is doichi both pshitus. But upon him, it's mizboin a little bit. What about legabi chalitza? In the first, the first gemara, it's mafurish. There's no din tzoras machzir gushosa, but the machzir gushosa itself is chiletzes, because it says echas ksher vechas psula im yabim yabim ksher im chel im chiletzes chiletzes the psula. It's mefurish that the machzir gushosa has a din of chalitza. That's in the first raya. In the second raya, the Gemara held that there was a din tzara, and that the machzir gushosa makes a din tzara. It's mefurish state that oihi oitzaras chalitzas. It's mefurish that say he both the machzir gushosa herself and the tzara, even though they would have a din of tumakar rayas, the part of mivum, they would still have it in chalitza. So we see clearly in the Gemara that by Machzir Gushosi in the first Pshitas and by Machzir Gushosi and Arut Tzara, there would be a Din Chalitza. Now, Nechlik Utoisvis and the Rishonim, who are we talking about? We're talking about the Das, Rabban, and the Vesim and Kibra. The Rashba over here, both in the first Raya, both in the second Raya. Rashi in the first Raya, the Prashas in the second Raya says, Lehedia, we're talking about the Vesim and Kibra. The Gemara is coming to push it on the Chesman of Pshat. I don't have time for all the Chesman of Pshat, what the Chreich of Rashi was. But upon him, Shane Rashi, that both Raya's are going, even the Friya B'Yisman Kippur. As they stay in Rajma, as they vice the Chayis, that all the Rishonim in the previous Sukkot learned. They have Mefurish Gemara, that even though Tumakar Raya's, Even though Tumah Karayis, it doesn't create a Ptur Chalitza. Again, in the first Raya, the Raya is from the Maksud Shossi yourself. The first Raya was we were holding Maksud Shossi, that didn't Tumah on the Maksud Shossi, not on the Tzor. He Ta'eva, Loi Tzor, Ras Ta'eva. But she has been Chalitza. In the second Raya, it's even when she actually makes a Ptur, there's a Ptur Tzorah. Both he and both her tzara have a din chalitza. It's a mefurish raya. From this rishonim built that you saw it in the previous sugya, that even though tumah karayis is the afusa to learn dini arayis to other parshias, or it's only part of the dini arayis. In Maseches Yevamos, we have an erva that has three dinim, three basic dinim that every erva has: the yibum, p'tor yibum, p'tor chalitza, and the din tzara. Zog the rishonim, tumah karayis could only maybe bring maybe a p'tor yibum and a din tzara. Oh, a p'tor chalitza can't be. Where do they see it from our sugi? First sugi. The Gemara was naked, even if you're a b'yis mekeeper, it doesn't patur in chalitza. Toisvis, the bottom one, both toisvis and the toisvis learns both rayas are talking the das rabbono. Toisvis says both rayas and the Gemara was trying to be poshid, was trying to be poshid according to lishna kama that was going with das rabbono. But avada, no point did the Gemara think that the b'rayas or the mishnah was going if you're a b'yis mekeeper. Why? At least in one place, toisvis says it by both rayas. The reason is because Tosis holds that Tumah Karayis, when there's a full-fledged Tumah Karayis, and Avada Patus Mechalitza. So if you're a B'yosim and Keeper, Avada the Maksu Vishosi yourself for sure has a din Tumah Karayis to Patus Mechalitza. And on the Tzad that she makes it in Tzorah, Avada she brings over the Ptur Chalitza to the Tzor. So both in the first Raya and the second Raya, each one, the Darkam, Avada cannot be talking about the B'yosim and Keeper. The Teretz says we're going to feel the Rabbon. And with the whole tzad over here, there should be a din. In the first raya, the Gemara's pshitus was keeping the sakr, taka no tumah. In the second raya, the Gemara was naming, was being a machriya, that there is tumah lefi the rabbanon, but ein mikri yitz and de pshuta. Zoktos is a nice. That lefi the rabbanon, if there's a tumah of ein mikri yitz and de pshuta, if there's a din tumah of ein mikri yitz and de pshuta, that's going to be different. That's not going to have the full fledged din of tumah karayis. Kiivu, it sounds like Tosis, that's going to be a mixa servo. Since the whole tomb is only asmik migdei pshuta, is a toisvis, it's only going to have a mixa serv. Or ba'ofin that the cheshbon of pshat toisvis avoids the raya the rishonim would arrive from here to the previous sugya that tumah karayis brings up to a chalitza. Zok, we spoke about this in the last week's rabura. Zok toisvis is no raya. The whole time where it says tumah karayis in our sugya is only talking about l'das rabbona. L'das rabbona, it's tak a different musik of tumah vein maker yates mitshuta. That's the cheshbon advar. What's the beer of the machlekas? We don't have time this week. We spoke last week. There's a big machlekas over here, Tosfos and the Rishonim. Whether or not Tumah Karayis brings up Ptur Chalitza, the Rishonim Taina, that it can't bring up Ptur Chalitza because you see by the Baal, both Machzik Rishos and both Soita, the Isser doesn't bring a Din Tfisas Kedushin, Eat Tfisas Kedushin. So it can't create a Ptur Chalitza. And Tosfos held not like that. Tosfos held Tumah Karayis avoids that whole traffic. We'll go into the beer. That's the Tzuris Advar. We'll leave off another time to go into this Etzem Musa, which Tosis says, I'll say it's 2 hours. I work on it. It's 2 hours. Tosis says that if there's ain't mikriyates mipshuta, Tumah Karayis to feed the Rabbana. That it's ain't mikriyates mipshuta, so Tosis is saying it blames like a halbadin erva. So first of all, Pashup Shad, we know we're not in the Mispashrim. We don't have any compromises. The Yiddish guy, we don't have compromises. So Marashah can understand. Ain't mikriyates mipshuta. The Gemara clears Taka. Do we say ain't mikriyates mipshuta? Or do we say kivin the Sakar Sakh? On the tzad that we're machriya ain't mikriyets lepshuta, that means we're holding it. Is it tumah karayis? So decide, is it enough or not? Is tumah karayis enough to make it alfusa or not enough to make it alfusa? What's this pshara? It's enough, it's a mixus. It's a mixus. I mean, the other tzad is sakr held, it's not enough. If it is enough, it is enough. It's very, you need beer bechlal. What is this compromise of tosis? One, that's maybe enough in our child. Second child, there's a yavomis sticker child, kolayis sticker child, in the map of yavomis. Naniach, we're going to find the pshara in tosis. That ain't mikriyets lepshuta brings a halba dinerva. Okay, let's say Tumah Karayis is shvacher than Erva. But Mehecha Tesis to the side, it said before that the Erva has three dinim. And Erva has a din Ptur Yibum, and has a din Tzara, and has a din Chalitza. So here, you're saying it's a watered down din Erva. So maybe say Fakir, maybe the din watered down in Erva only brings up Ptur Chalitza, it doesn't bring up Ptur Tzara. Why are you deciding now, once Tesis says and decides, and ain't Mikriyes de Pshutai, you're deciding that the Tumah Karayis is going to say only a Ptur, it's going to bring a din Tzara, but both her and our Tzara are going to be Chayv and Chalitza. Say Fakir. Say, since it's a watered-down erva, it's only going to bring a Ptur Chalitza, it's not going to bring the Din Tzara B'chlal. Why does Tosis see fit in the Masechtas Yevamos? You see, Tosis is an interesting thing, that a Shvachar erva, it's closer to give her a Din Tzara than to give her a Ptur Chalitza. It seems like in Tosis, you need more to get a Ptur Chalitza than to get a Ptur Tzara. I'm leaving those 2 hours for oil. Kaparim Devailo, we have a Sugya, the Gemara Kleres, the Gabi, what's the Din of Tzara's Matzah B'Shosai? The fi rishonim, the shaila is only lagabi ibo, not lagabi chalitza, as is mashman rashi. The fi toisvis, it depends on obyesim and keeper and the rabbonim. Fi toisvis, if you have obyesim and keeper, the shaila is even from tori chalitza. And if you have rabbonim, it's only from tori ibo, not from tori chalitza. That's the cheshbon advar. But there's no grace of zach in the sugya. The maisel, the second pshitas, the second toshma, before the Gemara was madcha, the Gemara had an unbelievable point, stage in the Gemara. The Gemara thought the Braisa was saying the following. Machzu gushosim shenises, he oid saroso chiletzes. Which means, if you have a machzu gushosim that falls together with the Torah, the Gemara nemdon, that the Braisa was telling me the halacha is, they both can't do yibum, and they both need chalitza. What's the halacha? Do chalitza to one of them. Like, one chalitza patzal on them. Why do they both can't do yibum? The Torah says, kanira, there's a din tumma. Either if you're a bonum, if you keep it, we shine it, but there's a din tumma. What's the din tumma? Karais. What is the din karais? Litzur. Shteita, the first time in Yavama, some of Furish Gemara, that you could apply the din litzur to a lady that needs chalitza. We found the chiddush in the Ershta Mishnah, that's the Eker Noisei, the whole perik. The Ershta Mishnah Yavama was a chadish, chameis, eshrei, noshim. Poitris are saying, this new p'tor tzara, this new musik of the p'tor tzara, which we're talking the whole man to figure out how it works, poitris or oisris, what makes it, aleh, nishtaleh, ganse, is mavur for the first time in Sechtes Yavamas, that this idea, this craft, this koyach, this bria of a p'tor tzara could exist by a lady who needs chalitza. Alright, the Gemara is saying over here that a machzu gushasa, even though she herself needs chalitza, she makes a dinner, a tzara can't be miyav. The whole machlokes of Tosin the Rishonim is they're going only the feet of Rabbanon, also the Rebbeisim and Keeper. But no one's arguing that this musik exists. No one's arguing that the muskim, the kuli alma, the kuli Rishonim, of Urshe Gemara, Meseches Bavli, the Alpha Mebeis, that Tumah Karayis, that there's a musik to bring a din erva up to erva. The din litzur does not require that the erva should be part of Chalitza. So the first thing, obviously, you might think that it has spawned poitras or isus. There's a shtimbet sad b'chal with the sad poitras. Could we say the Machzu Gushosi is Potter Taka? She has Zika over here. Is she Potter? She has a Ptur Lagabi Yibum. Maybe for the Ptur, you don't need to be Potter from Zika Lagami. If the fact she doesn't have a Din Yibum, maybe that's Poitras. Maybe it's not a riot to the Tzad of Oysers. It's much like to the Tzad of Oysers. If the Tzad of Oysers, you don't need a Ptur Bechlal. You're Isser Yibum, you give over to the Tzar. If the Tzad of Poitras, you're going to have to say that Lamais Lagabi Yibum, it's also called a Ptur. Okay? But this Chayra two Chaylas. That the Velt asks on this shlav that we're pointing out. This greatest shlav, this machudish, this chiddush, in Mesech Zivamis, l'chayr, it's nister lehedya. I'm talking about Tosis HaRosh. Tosis HaRosh and Gimel HaBeis, famous Tosis HaRosh. Tosis HaRosh talked about Torah Shabbat Peh of Yavamis. It's not before Shagamar anywhere. Famous Mishnah L'melech. Neither. What is the aloch of Chayvi Lavin Ve'esi? Do they have an Ishasach? No Gemara, no Gemufurish Gemara in Yavamis. Meir Dikazak. One is the aloch of Chavi Lavin Ve'esei that they're not oilis liyivum. Ein esei derich lois esei. Of is there an eishasach? This is Rosh Kala Achayyad. And Gimel Mabez, Nemzon, Avada, they have an eishasach. Avada, Chavi Lavin Ve'esei, have an eishasach. And it's eishasach. Frek the toys, the Rosh. Oy vazoy. They should patur a tzor, they should asur a tzor. Exactly like I bring out from this Gemara. Tosis HaRosh is totally comfortable with having a Chavi Lavin Ve'esei which has chalitza. She has a din chalitza, she has zikas chalitza. Oh, but she should make a din tzara. As they fret Tosis HaRosh on the kasha. The kasha is beautiful. The kasha is what's the teretz. And for the Tosis HaRosh, a klal in Yavamis. So after Tosis HaRosh, no. The whole p'tor tzara, remember this from the Hemshech of the Chabur today, the whole p'tor tzara is after Tosis HaRosh. You learn from Achas Isha. Who would ever dream of with such a musig, you could patur a tzara. We only have a new din, the Torah created by Achas Isha. So the only makar to learn the din tzara is dumyad Achas Isha. And that's be dumi lachas isha. Zok to Tosis HaRosh a new klal in loy dumi lachas isha. Achas isha has also a p'tur chalitza. Achas isha lemaisas chomo kol kach. She has a p'tur chalitza. If I'm going to find another yavama who doesn't have a p'tur chalitza, she has zikas chalitza. Loy dumi lachas isha. So melech chayvi lam ve'esi. Although she has an eishas sachar, this eishas sach has a zikas chalitza. Tosis HaRosh has a mazma. Why? But he says that's the facts. It's mafurish in the Gemara. In the words of the Mishnah and the Afchof, Yisuri mitzvah chalitzes. Zok to Tosis HaRosh, if Chayvi Lam Me'esei have Chalitza, they not do me the Achas Isha, they can't patur it, sir. A new klal. But my mom, Muzger, that needs beer, Eim Yeshivan al Hekesh, we know, it's not only Mamatzinu, it's a Hekesh. How could the Tosis HaRosh say Svoros? That needs beer. Oh, but don't stay in Tosis HaRosh. Tosis HaRosh state that any Yevomo that has Chalitza can't patur it, sir. It's a direct collision with Agamar. a recollection of the Gemara. Before the Gemara, we'll see later again. We come up a few times in the Gemara, there's a musig of a Yavama that patters some chalitza, that patters a tzara even without chalitza. In Tosfos Rosh Hashanah, the Chorek state that there is no such thing. Cannot find a Yavama that patters some chalitza, patters some tzara, and also having a tzara chalitza. Like, don't be lach asisha. The Erish Tashayla, very bedoim into that, the Feld Frecht. From Rebbe, Shittas Rebbe. Shittas Rebbe in the Avchesem Adbeis. That learns out the Ptur Tzara from Bulakocha. Any Yavama who is not a Lakocha Dika, who doesn't have a Din Lakocha, she can patter a Tzara. Toysvis and Dafchesen Beis try to compute Chayvi Essay into the world of Rebbe. And Toysvis build Klolim in the Din of Rebbe. Toysvis said that the only one who's considered a breach of Lakocha, who's not a Lakocha, is only a lady who doesn't have Zika Lechalitza. Only a Yavama doesn't have Zika Lechalitza, she's considered not a Lakochadik. Or if somebody, if I'm going to find a Yavama that doesn't have a Yibum, has an Issel Yibum, or if she allows for Zika's Chalitza, she's not Mafkia Chalitza, that is Karina Beva Lakocha, and she doesn't have a Dinero. Memela Zoktoises, the Chavi Essay, can't have a Dinero, the Patra Tzar. Frektivel, the same thing over here. Machsa Gushase also Lechara Karina Beva Lakocha. Machsa Gushase, the Mais, you're saying she has Chalitza, Lechara Karina Beva Lakocha. So if you Rebbe, how could Machsa Gushase Patra Tzar, Lechara Karina Beva Lakocha? Very similar kasha to the Rosh, because Rosh is saying that's Kuli Alma, that's Rabbanon. Tosis is saying that's Rebbe. Like Devel, how could on this whole shlav, on this whole new mitzias, this new musig we have in Yevomis, lechayra is a first and kegan to the Rosh and to the Rebbe. So lechayra, we'll see. This question is going to come up later in the sugya, in the second part of the half of the sugya. We'll see shver that, but here lechayra we can talk about a shena plan of an art, an off an art word. Be'emes, what are we talking about over here? The Gemara is talking about a din of a machzik u'shosu. Machzik u'shosu, you state in the Gemara, could aser a tzara hagam that she doesn't have a p'tur chalitza. What's the makor that a machzik u'shosu can aser a tzara? Litzel. A machzik u'shosu is not nervous. Teretz says tumakarayis. What's the gather of tumakarayis? So Mol and Daf Gimel and Beis, we spoke, I don't know, time to go into all the pratim there. Instead of a chakira from Achreinim, is the din of Tumah Karayis a Gilui Milsa? The Torah, since the Torah wrote the word Tumah in the Parsha of Rais, and then the Torah wrote the word Tumah in the Parsha of Etzaita, it's a way of Tosfos, of the Torah. It's a Gilui Milsa. You should know, Etzaita is really another type of an erva. It's another type of an erva. It's a 16th erva, 23rd erva. There's another type of an erva. There's another type of an erva called Etzaita. And maybe Machzor B'Shosu, if you have Yisim Akeeper, it's a Etzaita. That's one side. It's a Gilui Milsa. The fee that all the dinim of a soit and machzor shasay are coming from the din soit and machzor shasay lane. They're an erva. The tzveita tzad was no. A soit is a chayv elavin. Machzor shasay is a chayv elavin. It's not erva. It's not even korva. It's a new thing. It's a kilkul. It's not an erva. Tumakarais is a yalfusa, like Lashon Rashi over here. Gomer, it's a yalfusa. We import dinim. It's a yalfusa. We take dinim out from Parshas Arayis. And we say, Hagam Chavi Lavin is not Chavi Lavin. But we learn it. We learn out the dinim. Yeah, we learn out Yush from Parshas, Hashavas Aveda to Parshas Gzela. We learn out dinim from different Parshas. One Parsha, another Parsha. Parshas Gzela is not Parshas Hashavas Aveda. Parshas Gzela, Aveda is not Parshas Gzela. We learn out dinim. Soita Bats Musa is not an erva. Machzor Shosi is not an erva. No, the Torah of Tumah Karayis is a way to import dinim from an erva to the Parshas of Tumah Karayis. The Maaser. The Rebbelezer brought a raya, klor raya from Tosin Daf Gimel Mabez. Tosin, all the pratim, it's gemat mafurish muchach from Tosin Daf Gimel Mabez. The din Tumah Karayis is not. It's not an egan erva. It's not pshat that it's an egan erva. It's a yafusa. It's a mashmoyis of Rashi. It's yafusa. If we say like this, lachor is miyushet hetiv this kasha. What's a pshat? Pshat like this. What are we asking? Maybe start with Tosin Rosh. We're asking, how can a machzuk shosa pater itzar? Shrei on a machzuk shosa the taina of the Tosin Rosh. Loi dumi lachasishim. I ask you a question. That's the only question on how Machzor Shosi passes the Torah because of the Klal of Teis Rosh. And without the Teis Rosh, you don't have a list of questions. I look at the Brayse of Gimel Beis. The Brayse of Gimel Beis says, you know, passes the Torah. Zdoyin Akaris, Shigagotay Chatas, Visura Yisra Erva. That's what the Brayse of Gimel Beis is. Soit and Machzor Shosi don't fit one of those. They don't fit one of those. It's not Zdoyin Akaris. It's not Shigagotay Chatas. And it's not an Erva. So you can ask a Shekashav on the Teis Rosh, how could it pater the Torah? The Teretz is, that's Guva Nechlan Tumah Karayis. The word of Tumah Karayis is a Be'etzem HaKalayim. It's a Morkov. It's a hybrid. This lady, Hagam Shiba Atzmusa, is not an Erva. Aber Afal became from Dozvegan, she has Dini Erva. Aber her Dine Erva different than every other Erva. Every Erva Bito in Chamoisa, you know why they patter Tzara? Because they have Egen Yichus. They're an Erva. Because of their own Erva, that's why they patter Tzara. Toises a Rosh on Gimel Abayz was asking, Eishas Ach should also patter Tzara. Eishas Ach of Chai V'Lam Vesi should also patter Tzara. Why? Because she's an Eishas Ach, because of her own Yichus. Zot to Rosh, there is a Klal. You don't need Achsisha, you don't need Achsisha. Aber Machsu Gushosoi, Vichy, it's coming to patter Tzara mitzad. That it's an Erva? No, it's not Nerva. So first game in front of us, like Dami Dachasisha, calls the Achnes in the din of Tumakarayis. Tumakarayis says, as Gam as in itself is not the Nerva, but I'm going to bring it, din of Tumakarayis. The Taisa Rosh was never saying that you need a Ptur Chalitza, it's part of the execution, it's part of the foil you need to create the Tzara. It's part of being Dami Dachasisha, it's part of having a Choymer enough. Only such an Isra has such a Choymer, we can learn after Machasisha that she's also a Surah called Kachshay Tzara. Over here we're saying Tzoyta and Kachshos is Saivi Saim Yitzar Atzmoy the Natsul Chomer. Nechanami. Elamai, we're bringing, the Torah gave it an extra to Sefer Chomer. It's a hybrid, it's a Chiddush of the Torah. That Agam, the Derem, like Tumah Karayis, is a Kelayim. The Torah says, I'm going to import Dinam of an Arayis to someone who is not an actual. It's not a, it's a, call a Baal Tshuva. It's not a person, it's not a Geramor. It's not a Ger. It's a Ger. It's a Ger Azah. It's not an Eganid. It's not coming from its Eganid Dinam to be an Erva. It's bringing Dinam, we're importing Dinam from the Parsha of Arayis. So what's Fregemir? Like Domi Lachazisha? Say the mask is like Domi Lachazisha. Upper it's goof for bringing it as a dinner for like Abit Sar. Mechur, boss. The Lechur Alder said, we could say the same thing, Legabe. We could say the same thing, Legabe. The time of Rebbe, the same exact thing. Rebbe holds, Toys is the cloth, Toys was saying in Rebbe, that's all if you want that this lady, Mitzan Atzma, should come to create a din Sar. Here the result, Toys says Rebbe holds in order, she has to be a Mufka from Lekocha, Mitzan Atzma. In order to be considered a Mufka from Lekocha, she has to have an Isser that her Isser herself patterns from Chalitza. But Soita and Machshu Shosi were not saying it's not coming from her Egan Isser. The Torah shipped in, the Torah put in extra dinam agam, that it's not originating from, the Chomer is not originating from its own dinim. It's the Torah put on a dinim. The Torah put on a dinim, agam, it itself allows for Zika. It's not a steward to say that has a Ptur Chalitz, that has a Ptur Tzar. What are you asking? What are you doing? So that's what the Rishonim is saying. The Rishonim is saying, it's Yafusa, but only the Gabi part of the dinim of Erev. Because since it's a Svara, since we see, and it's Tamsukim, based different things that doesn't create a din Machzuk, it doesn't create a din Yitzvi's exclusion. So about Korchok, the din, Erev is not misparish, the Gabi, the Chilik of Erev, that's Yitzvi's exclusion, that's Gabi Ptur Chalitz. And Toysus is saying in our sugya that since they're born on hold, that it's only Ein Mikro Yetz Neb Shuta, the Tumah is a Mugvildika Tumah, the Jerusha is a Mugvildika Jerusha. So only it brings partial dinim of the Erev. But the Gabi, those dinim that it brings, it has a full din Erev. And that's what we said before, Kanira, the din Sarah is a more simple din than the din Chalitza. This is a glantim shot. Before we go over to the second chilek of the sugi, I want to leave oil with a few food for thought. Lechur the vaylos we have taka to dover to maskana. There's a klur zach nufal dover b'mesech. Zivomis is such a musig as a p'tur erva that could patur a Torah. It's possible. As the dynamics we see in our sugi, it's possible. Tez the rosh and Rebbe are saying usually you're not going to be able to have a makor for it. But it's mafurish that the dynamics of the Torah Tzara, Shaykh Adin, that an Erva could pater, or an Erva, or a Isha Asura could pater, Tzara Agam, she is Chayiv and Chalitza. Can you have to work it out with Poitras and Oysus? But I have another Shaykh. Listen, I'm leaving over Floylam, I'm leaving a lot of things in Oylam today. It's a lot of different things. L'chur, I want to know, this Tzara Smaksu Bushasa, Ha'abo Alel Oyver Mishuma, this Tzara Smaksu Bushasa, she has Chalitza, it's also Duyibim. Someone is Baalei, which Isser she doing? Which Isser? So, expect everyone to tell me. Let's put her into the computer if you want. She has a Din of Tzaras. What's making the Din Tzara? Tzaras Erev. What's the Isser of every Tzaras Erev? So everyone knows by now. It's two Shittas. The Prima Godam was Machadish. That every Tzaras Erev has a new shame, Tzaras Bitoy. And in all the Rishonim state, when they talk about a Tzaras Erev, they only mention Eshasach. They never mention any other Isser except for Eshasach. It's Ongenumen. Then the Rishonim state, Nishmi the Prima Godam. That every Tzoras Erva is no new Isser. That what the Erva does, it asses her, it asses up her Eshesach, or it asses the mitzvah, and the male of Eshesach, however you want to learn it here. It asses the Eshesach. Like Bazil, if you go with the Rishon, that every Tzoras Erva has an Eshesach, L'chur, by Machzu Shos, same thing. Tzoras Machzu Shos, L'chur, you're going to have an Eshesach. Yeah? So the Machzu Shos, Machzu Shos, has an Eshesach. Noch a cher. What does the Machzor Rishos have? Does the Machzor Rishos have an Eishas Anch or not? So Mnochem has a Klal Barzel. Klal Barzel and Yivomis. They're all to push it. It can't be that the Tzor is more than the Erev. It can't be. If we just built that the Tzor has an Eishas Anch, the Machzor Rishos can also have an Eishas Anch. Why? Maybe we're going to inherit to the second part of the Chibur. You have to figure out. Well, upon him, by hook or by crook, you're going to have to figure out, what Mnochem is saying, you're going to have to figure out that the Machzor Rishos has an Eishas Anch. Frek zich a shayla, sai on the tzora, and maybe also if you have nachem sai in the machzor shosoi. Okay, as tuma, as the din tuma, the rishonim are saying tuma karayis never brings up torah chalitza. Toisus is saying tuma, the tuma karayis of in mikra yisim deep chute is a shvacher tuma doesn't bring up torah chalitza. Beseder, that's as the tuma, that's as machzor shosoi. But what's in the deisha sach? Deisha sach shepat chalitza. Deisha sach shepat chalitza. Deisha sach shepat chalitza. What happened with deisha sach? Das fragt sich der Schall. Sogt, du bist so amor, ich sag dir mir Mehl. Fragt sich der Schall, wenn du so viel gehört, so big McCourt, ich sag dir Mehl. Und Borg Bear said, ich sag dir mir Mehl aus dem Pat Chalitza. Fragt sich der Schall, und du Mehl. Schall ist also, bisch lehma bei Chai Vilav in Vese. So over there, you could say it's an ich sag dir mir Mehl. Because by Chai Vilav in Vese, why is there an ich sag? Not because, what created the Ptur Yibam by Chai Vilav in Vese? Not a Ptur Erev. A din, ain't a se dechalais of essay. There's no special din in Parshas Yibum. The Torah said it shouldn't do Yibum. Ain't a se dechalais of essay. That's Neshach the Melo. Oh, but we're here by Machzor Gushosai and the Tzorah. What creates the Ptur Yibum? Tumakarais. A Ptur Erva. Yet, when an Erva Pantas, we spoke about this many times, when an Erva has a Ptur Yibum, is our Eshach and Neshach the Melo, not Neshach the Melo. So we brought. Well, it's holding. This is supposed to be the cheshbon. It's based on cheshbon as a vivon. It's holding this chip jack. If you love it, that toys is not love it base. We bought many times. Toys is not love it base. State meforish. It is just achav and erva. It's not nish dachtem meila. It's achav and every single erva. It's not nish dachtem meila. So here, Frank says the shayla. We heard that it's just achav masu gushose and tzora. It's nish ach that was brought here because of a tour erva. That's gonna be nish dachtem meila. Heard not. Why should the pater say? Leave that alone. Yo. The second chilek from the sugi. Kilo
Yisrael Baal.
What?
Kilo Yisrael Baal.
Yeah.
It's also it's mechayim chalitza.
But you're gonna say the Baal doesn't have all yishasach. You can't say yes, the Baal has yishasach. The Yisrael Baal is. Kilo Yisrael Baal is an iser that the Baal has and the Yovam have. An iser that's shoved. It's equal, but the Baal and the Yovam it says mess it up, measure it by the Baal. Of an iser only the Yovam doesn't have. You can't measure by the Baal.
You
said
it's just the apus.
But again, legabi those dinim that it has the dinerva. It doesn't have to be formulated, it doesn't have to originate by him like an erva. But the way it patters is via an erva. Think good. Onan Balbatsa, I didn't say it was a fake erva. No, it has dinerva, but the dinerva imported it. It didn't vax ois by it. It came from the outside, but that's the way it patters is an erva. Wow, there's no other way. To make our eyes. Yeah. Zveit techelik in the sugya. Sach shver. Zveit techelik in the sugya. Until now we ask questions, not a Poshim Shad. Second Chilik in the Sugya, Yedua Behemes, Yedua from the Shveris to Gemoris, Yivomis, Poshim Shad. The second Chilik of the Gemara, there's no way to learn the Gemara, Daf Yoyim. It's the first thing I said. The second part of the Gemara, there's no way, I'm a Mazmin anyone Behemes, I like people anyone knows, people give Daf Yoyim Mishir, they can ask, I really want to find out, how do they explain the second Shad of the Gemara and Daf Yoyim? No Pshad, no Poshim Shad. When was that? Let's stay. Stehen die Gemorren, haben wir bei euch. Boi, ja, mach sie geschossen, mich in Isse, ist er los am Al. Klärt die Gemorren, the same Shaila, it sounds like the same exact Shaila, over and over again. The Gemorren is repetitive. So ist mach sie geschossen im Al. Aber wo ist denn hier, what did study a Shaila? The Gemorren here says, nut study. The Gemorren says, that study a Shaila is not tumo karayis, mi alimo kalvachoymer le mitchi tzor. Nei, in Nusach. The study a Shaila is kalvachoymer strong enough to patter tzor. The Tosfos Rosh Hagezen the Gemorren. Ritva and the Rajma gazen the Gemara, and they said, obviously, this chelik of the sugya is going without tumah karayis. Tois Rosh Psicha to the sugya is that the Gemara right now is going lefidu rabbana, and the zichu we hold the tzad of his akar zaka. That means we're not going with tumah karayis. Why do you say that? Because you looked at the Gemara. The Gemara is clearing about the kalvachomer. The Gemara is clearing what should create a toward tzara because of kalvachomer. If there's a din tumah karayis, what are you clearing about the kalvachomer? Clear tumah karayis. So that's alibis. Tumah karayis is out. We're out. We're ready. Our rice. Zok the Tzeis Rosh, and Zok the Ritva and the Rajba don't explain it as more Arichas, but Azayi the Mavur, or Louis Shoinim, maybe the Miri also, Azayi the Mavur, we're not talking about Tumah Karayis. We're starting the sugi, there's no tumah karayis. Machse rushosu, does not have a din tumah karayis. Clear to Gemara, afa b'kein, maybe she should pat her atzar. What's this? Let's go slow. First of all, why b'chalal is she asr? Kavachayim is afdimon. It's kavachayim in the Gemara in Soita. Im ba'asr la, b'mutr la nesra. The isr machse rushosu was originally said on the first husband, Reuven. Reuven was married to this lady, divorced her. She got married to Zvulun, a third person, and Reuven remarried her. Reuven remarried her. Reuven remarried her. Reuven is also for her to live with her. Yeah? Now she falls to Shimon. Zok the Gemara, is she also to Shimon? Shimon is not a Machzor Rishosa. Zok the Gemara, by us, the same Kabbal Chaim the Gemara said by Soita, if on the Baal Reuven, which was originally Mutter and her, she became Osir. So Kol Shekain and Shimon, she has this a Machzor Rishosa. So what does that bring on Shimon? Tiny to Rishash, the Pashup Shah, it's Chayvila. Soon we'll see, that's the Pashup of Rishayim. There's no Tumah Karayis. What does the Kabbal Chaim bring? A Chayvila. Okay? L'chur, the most this Yovam has now on him, on this lady, is a Chayvila. Now, whether or not this Chayvila in the din of Esi Deuch HaLoisase is a big traffic, I don't have time to get to it, I want to get to the Shema Kazachin. L'maisa, Beishmuel says, it could be short term reason why, it's Machalik Zushan in the Maisa. It's a good side, there's no din, Esay Dech Halaysi in this Chavit Lav. For whatever reason, let's say, when if you learn out of Chavit Lav and Kabbal Chaim, there's no din, Esay Dech Halaysi. The Seder. We're holding out of Chavit Lav. Okay? We're out of Chavit Lav. Frek to Rishash, it's not a Kasha, it's like Sugich Suman, Suman. Seder, beautiful, it's Chavit Lav. What is it with Sar? Mi Olam Kabbal Chaim, Lamit Chitzar, Chmein. You got the Dabez, you heard this new Musias. An Erev Kapatar Tzar. She's a very pure lady over here. Doesn't have any blemish on her. Her whole chait is that she fell. Her whole shuldik is that she fell with another lady who's an erva. She ate the naim and see a slitzer. An erva patas a tzar. A chayvilavin. Or even a chayvilavin has a patas a tzar. About that. We have plenty of ladies who are potter and also even don't patas a tzar. The only way you can patas a tzar is a new chiddush. It's mafurshim b'risa. Look in the b'risa and gimel beis. B'risa and gimel beis is very clear to who patas a tzar. Ma'ay ches isha. She's doing the chorus, v'shigurasa chatas, v'yisur b'yisur erva, v'yisur tzorasa. Afkol, we have no other source. It's a new musig that was created in the Torah, and we have no other source except for an erva. So I don't begin to understand the Gemara. I can't read the Gemara. I don't know the Kasha, I can't begin to read the Gemara. Mi olim kavachoyim elamid chitzara. Vos kavachoyim avos. It's the chayim elavim. What do you mean lamid chitzara? It could be as stark as, make the kavachoyim as fast as you want. I don't care, make it as strong as it is. Super kavachoyim. Oh, but it's not an erva. How can a patur tzar? That's a pshat a sugi chsume, and it's not a kasha. It doesn't start. What's pshat a sugi? Yes, I don't know. Someone can tell me how do they say pshat. In Daf Yomi, I would be very grateful. How do they say pshat? I don't know. I'll compone him. L'chayra. So this medaf zogin the epis to learn pshat a pshat. Someone has a pshat. Many times. You want to say Zeshach? What do you say Zeshach? Then she's a chorus. Then she's a chorus. So why does she have Chalitza? Well, but Yehuda opened up the Pesach. From Riyat, the Varen has an Olub Shat, which is a Vedic Turdic. But from Riyat, the Veg has to be, the Apsicha has to be, that somehow the Zeshach, we have to bring the Zeshach on the table. So Yehuda just said a Nusach, that's the easiest way. Maybe we're going to bring the Zeshach on the table, how are we going to use the Mishnah Melech? Be'etzem, the Kabbal Chaim tells me she's a Chayvei Lavin. She's a Chayvei Lavin that doesn't have a Din Chiyah. Once there's no Din Chiyah, we already have, this is the Mishnah Melech, that a lady who doesn't have a Din Chiyah because ain't Esei Doicha, the Eish Yisach comes back. Maybe we could even say here, it's even stronger than the Mishnah Melech, maybe we'll get some way, there are ways to say that. Maybe even here it's more Pasha than an Eish Yisach. Yeah? Oh, but that's going to be an Eish Yisach D'Meila. Yudi, you're running yourself into big problems. That's going to be an Eish Yisach D'Meila. Credit to spiritual Yisach the Mele. And I have more, another problem, bigger problem in your Taina. If you're going to want to say there's a Nidin over here, does Yisach the Mele pat the Torah? The Gemara's Lashon is Mi Olim Kavachoymer Lemit Chitzorah. What does that have to do with Kavachoymer? Kavachoymer bore a Chayvei Lavin. The damage was, the effect, the result was, the ripple effect was there was an Yisach. Now we're clearing the Yisach, we're not clearing the Kavachoymer. What's the Lashon in the morning? Mi Olim Kavachoymer Lemit Chitzorah. So here. Coming, no other choice. Not going to come to Rav Nochem. To Rav Nochem, as I said, I don't know how they learn Pshat. Tafiyoymi. Nochem says a big Yisoy, let's play it slowly. And he's going to see, he's going to crawl mamish into the hearts of Yivamis. A sach nekudis in Yivamis. A sach nekudis in Yivamis. touch on over here. Nochem said, there's a lot of people, a lot of guys from the outside of it, we're going to try to stick to the sugyas here. Nochem said, Anayim Shan the Kavachomer. Be'emis, Numal, you learn the Kavachomer, it's the Poshab Shat. Kavachomer is bringing over Chayvi Lavin, the love of Machzik Rishosim. Chayvachomer is saying the following. If on Reuven she was also with the love of Loyuchal Baal Shalcha, and the Reuven was a mutadik, Kavachomer Kol Shekein Shimon, who's a Hemshech of Reuven, that Isser, that same Isser is going to carry over to Shimon. Oy bazoi, she would be Osir with an Isser of Leucha Baal Ashalcha. The Velt Shtosu, that's the Pasha, the Rashi Al Rif. As the Rashi's Lashon is, and talks about the din to the Yavam, she used the lav of Leucha. This is Leucha. That's the Pasha, that's the way Asach people learn. But Nochem says the Pasha is not like that. The Pasha, he wants to change over. No, it's not the Pshat. The Kaval Chaymer is bringing over an Isser Eish Asach. Different than you said, Yehuda. No. It's not saying that there's a lav and the lav has a ripple effect, the Eishasach comes back. He's saying, so Rav Nochem wants to say, that the Kavach Chomer, the poshid din of the Kavach Chomer was to bring an Isser Eishasach. What's this? The Be'emes, the Kavort, Baruch Hashem, the Maise, come out before you stay in the Yamsha Shleim and Asim. Zok to Rav Nochem, look at the Kavach Chomer. What is the Kavach Chomer? Very ancient Kavach Chomer. What is the Kavach Chomer? The Kavach Chomer is like this. We have Reuven, we have Shimon. Reuven has an Isser. Now this Isser is Zichr address to Reuven. It says, Lo Yucha Bala Harishon, Lo Shalakafti. Shimon was never married to her. Never. Shimon was never married to her. It's not Bala Harishon. It's very hard to read the Pashas, the Grub by Shimon. Avada the Lav doesn't just float over to Shimon. It's Kavu Chaymer. What's the Kavu Chaymer? Kavu Chaymer says like this. If Reuven was originally Mutter to her, and still, and the Kilkul, and the Lav of Abbasu Kushasi came, and Aser took away his Heter, so L'Aser La, like Kol Shekain that this Kilkul travels over. Let's think. What does it mean, L'Aser La? What does it mean that Shimon's Aser? Which is it? Eishishish? What are you talking about, Eishishish? I don't know too many Eishishish. Eishishish was only Kaim until Reuven dies. Reuven now died, there is no Eishishish. I don't know too many Eishishish. When we say Shimon is Aser La, we mean Eishishach. Before Shin Yamshel Shalom. When we say Shimon is Aser La, it means because of Eishishach. Reuven had a Heter, Shimon was Aser because Shimon had Eishishach. So now, when we're building the Kal and the Chomer, it's Lekabe what? It's Lekabe Shimon has an Eishishach, and Reuven doesn't have an Eishishach. Reuven has a Heter, and Shimon has an Eishishach. So, what's the Seichel? If you want to tell me or bring a new lav, does it make any sense to say, since Shimon has an Eishishach, so that's more of a reason why he should get a new Isser? If Reuven never had Eishishach, and Reuven has this Isser, so Kol Shekein Shimon should get a different Isser because he has an Eishishach? Zokar B'nochem, the Kavachoyim Elein Tzach Anders. The Kavachoyim is clapping what the Kal and the Chomer is. It's Elein Tzach Azoy. If Reuven had a Heter, and the Isser took away that Heter, that's the gedder of the Isser Machzik Rishosim. The gedder of Isser Machzik Rishosim is it's a kilkul in the Heter. So if Shimon didn't have a Heter, Kol Shekein, the kilkul doesn't allow a Heter. That's the Isser of the Kavach Chomer. And that vort's mefurish in the Sham Shalom. Yam Shalom, he feels like the Kavach Chomer, he says, Kal Kavach Chomer Shaloi Tishteri. He doesn't say Kavach Chomer Shashimon is Osir. He says, Kavachoyim Shalei Tishteri. It's mefurish that what we're saying is, we have a kilkul, and this kilkul took away, created a heter that already Reuven had. Kavachoyim, if Shimon, the Ishus has to create, Yibam has to create a heter, we're going to be Meinea, this kilkul is going to be Meinea, that it can't create a heter. Zok Rav Nochem, the Kavachoyim is not bringing a lav of Liyucha Bala Shalcha. The Kavachoyim is being Meinea, the heter Ishusach. That is the goof of the Kavachoyim. The goal for the Kavach Chomer is to bring here an Eishasach, or bring, or be by Ne'er Heter Eishasach. It's a Kavach Chomer right of Nochem. The Gemara, besides this is behind the Rav Chalitza, but the Gemara, in Yisoyte Davov Meralem, and Toises in Yisoyte Davov Meralem, later in Pagil Meiz, wanted to damn the Kavach Chomer by other Tzirim. The Gemara had said that maybe we should say the Kavach Chomer by Yisra Amonel Kohen Gadol. If Reuven's a Kohen Gadol, and Shimon's a Kohen Hediyot, maybe we're going to say also the Isra Amonel Kohen Gadol is going to carry over to Shimon. The Gemara Tosfos declares maybe if Reuven Nebuch becomes a Ptua Daka, Reuven after the marriage becomes a Ptua Daka, maybe you should say Kavach Chomer also, if Reuven has an Isra Ptua Daka, Shimon should also have an Isra Ptua Daka. Kavach Chomer. Dear Frederick Hashayel, if you want to say the Poshup Shah before Abnochim, the Kavach Chomer is bringing me the same love that the father that the Baal had, is it possible that Ptua Daka to say that Shimon, when Shimon is going to be Baal, this issue, we're going to be master and say, Lo yovoi psu adaka l'kal Hashem. We're going to turn to Shimon and we're going to say, Lo yovay b'tzua daka l'kal Hashem. Machzik Rishos, I could hear maybe. You want to say, maybe we could say, we could turn to Shimon and say, Lo yucha ba'al arishon. At the end of the day, you're a hemshich of the Ishus Hameis. You're a hemshich of Reuven's marriage. Maybe it's considered that you once had a marriage with her, yucha ba'al arishon. Over b'tzua daka and amon al kohen gadol, we could turn to the yovam and give him a lav of amon al kohen gadol and b'tzua daka. It's not possible, sir. So what was Tosis Shmuz? How is it possible? The Dana Kavachoyim and the Gabi Yodi Surim. The Teretz is no, the Vardam nothing. We're never trying to bring that lav. What we're trying to say is like this. If that lav created a kilkul, at the end of the day, the lav of the kil created a kilkul in the Ishus. So that kilkul in the Ishus should be my Ne'al Isra Hetre Shazach. The Psua Daka should crawl into the Ishus. And the Amoda Kavachoyim should crawl into the Ishus. Look, the Gemara, the Kavachoyim doesn't work. I'm not going to get to the Prothom, the Gemara. Oh, but God, I can hear the Shmuz. I can hear the Dinu Dvarim. If there's a mini of Hetre Shazach. So this is the psicha to start understanding the sugya. Avada, we have to put the Ishus Ach on the tish. And the Ishus Ach is not a side point. It's the centerpiece of the sugya. The Kavachoymer goes, the shar of the Kavachoymer is to an Ishus Ach. But yet, here we get into the nitty gritty. Okay? Zechinu Ledin, at the Kavachoymer, doesn't allow the Heter Ishus Ach. But now, is there a curse or there's not a curse? Is this Ishus Ach going to be an Ishus Ach that has curse or doesn't have a curse? The Rishash started the sugya and he said, Avada, the Machs of Rishosi and the Yovam only has a Chavi Lavi. Again, I don't know how the Rishash learned. You learned like a Melachim, you didn't learn like a Melachim. I don't have a clue. Oh, I can say you learned like a Melachim. The Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Ritva, and the Meiri, I think they come out all say Lehedio when they talk about a Machs of Rishosi in the Yovam. They call it a Chavi Lavi. They don't call it curse. They call it a Chavi Lavi. Does this stim with Ramnachim? Bishlam, if you learn the first way, the simple way, that it's bringing the lava, Luchah Bala Shalcha, it's about this Chavi Lavi. But Rav Nochem saying there's an Eishes Ach, L'chur should come back a curse. The answer is yeah, but it stims. It stims, the Pashest of the Rishonim. It could be there's a Rambam that says it's a curse. It could be there's a Rambam, or Gregor Rambam. It could be the Rambam holds, that the Machs Rishos, and Nochem Kavachoyim, and the curse comes back. The Pashest of all the Rishonim, the Kesem Mishnah, the Beis Shemuel, all the Rishonim, the Pashest is only Chavi Lavin. Does this stim with Rav Nochem? There it is, yeah, we're holding your vomits. I appreciate this. Yes, it does stim. Why? Because what is being Meinea, the Heter Eishes Ach? The Kavachoymer from Machzuk Rishosim. What level is the Choymer of the Kilkul Machzuk Rishosim? Only a lav. So the whole Kavachoymer Boitzich Hazoy. If the lav of Machzuk Rishosim was Mekalkul the Ishus Legabe the Baal, surely it's Menei the Heder. Zoga Chavad it's Menei the Heder. Abo Vosvar Mos, what measure? Azoy the Malami, the measure of Machzuk Rishosim. Only a lav. So what's going to happen? We're going to have the heter is a rop legabi lav. The heter falls legabi the lav. Oh, but the heter remains legabi karis. So someone says, "What was you're meshugin it? What are you talking about? There's a heter lechachatzoyin. There's a heter on karis, and not legabi lav." So I tell him, "This is the third time we had this nivomus. The third time Baruch Hashem learned nivomus. The third time we had this nivomus. Chazor. The third time nivomus we had such a thing. In the brayz of Azor Shemanu Oynish Minayin, Zokti Gemara Atzoris Erva." Azor Shemanu Oynish Minayin. What do you mean? It has an Ishasach. Rashi says it's an Ishasach. What's the Kasha Oris Kores Minayin? We said from a bar, this bar. That a lady is the Parshi of Vomish, she has a heter. And the heter could spalt. If the Posik says, Loi Sikach, the Posik only told me the heter is a Rapla Gabi Alav. The heter could remain. Place number one. Place number two, I don't remember if we spoke Zan and Chabura. But Loi Yivne, if you allow to show him every time you do Chalitza, the fear of Shlokish is only on the Chalutza. The fear of Yoichin is by all the Achim. A lot of Rishonim, all the Yisoid of Lo Yivne is an Eishas Ach. But it's only Chayv Elav. The Teretz says, yeah. Because Avush State the Eishas Ach. Avush State the Rok the Heter Eishas Ach. In Lo Yivne, only in Elav. If the Koyach that's big Moinei a Heter is only a Koyach of Elav, the Elav comes back in the Chorus, the Heter like Abi Chorus remains. Zechinu Ledin, we could say like Av Nochem. We could say the Heter is a Rok of Eishas Ach, but it's only a Elav. It's like a Chayv Elav. And but my Mamuzgur could be this even be the Nesei Dechaloisa say on this love. Maybe I could hear even Shmuz. Maybe it should be the Nesei Dechaloisa say on this love. Aish Yisach is usually not Nitche. Aber it doesn't have chorus now. Maybe. There's Lod. That's my Mamuzgur. Oh. So come back to our sugya. Again, there's going to be Poshup Shad over here. Kalachimer is saying that there's no Heter Aish Yisach. Aber it's only without a chorus. So what's the Shmuz? L'mitchit Tzor. So now I ask Doilam another thing. There's a basic Yisoyidus and Vomis. Do you need a chorus to pater tzar? So someone would say, yeah, of course you need a chorus to pater tzar. So what's a tzar to pater tzar? Zogich nein, go bite it back to the Seres Adibris, the noichi of Yosef Zivam is Gimel and Beis, Azor Shemanu Shemanayim. Go back, that's the Be'er. He said B'shaitit. And Zohar Shemana Shemana is the bear that the whole Masech Zavamba's first prayer comes from. There it's mefurish that you don't need a curse to make it in Tzar. Where's the mefurish? The Braisa said a whole long Roshima. Said a din, the Chamesha Sarai, Poetry Sarai saying, Vitzorai Sarai saying, Ad Soifoil. And at the end of the Braisa wakes up and says, how do I know that Tzara? Rashi holds is going on the Erev also, but Kuli Amma holds is going on the Tzara. The Braisa says, how do I know that Tzara has a curse? Fregech, how do you know the Tzara has a curse? How does the Tzara pater a Tzara if it doesn't have curse? It's Mefurish Braisa that you don't need the curse before you. What's the pshat? The pshat is that as long as you're a Sug Isser, the Be'etzim has a curse, Eishes Ach is the type of Isser. That's doing a chorus. It's a type of isser that's doing a chorus. Shigas achatus ve'erva. Even though befoyal it has a heter of the chorus, but be'etzem the lav is as choymer. It has the choymer be'etzem be'itz musay that it's a type of choymer chorum chorus. I see it's muchach that I don't need befoyal the chorus to create the dinzar. I have to be that type of erva. If I'm that type of erva, I can create a chorus. So now we have a different. I wanted to know what's the piskun pair. If Chai Vilavid, the Gemara is clearing the Olam Kalachaymer Lemitchi Tzor. He asks Gemara Chesuma Vesuma. The Teretz says we have Afantish and Eishasach. And a Gamet doesn't have a curse. If you really reshain him a kapana, a Gamet doesn't have a curse. Aber, it's Shaych Kepater Tzor. What's the study of Shaila? You can ask me if I care. Taka, why shouldn't it be exactly like Tzor Serva? Why isn't it Poshit? What's the Tzai Shaila? Teretz is Poshit. Here we're getting into the. There's a big chilek. Because in the Braisa, Zohar Shomano Oynish Minayin, what brought the Eishes Ach back? What brought the Eishes Ach back was an Erva. It was the Ashpo of an Erva. The Bitoy created that there's a Loisikach. The Bitoy asked the Eishes Ach of the Tzor. Right now we said, Zohar Shomano Oynish Minayin. Oh, but the Erva brought. The Erva brought back the Eishasach. Here we have a new musig, and this is the Gemara. We have, what is bringing the Eishasach? Not an Erva, a Kavach Chayma. A Chayvi Lavin, it's not the Eishasach itself. The Erva itself, Eishasach itself, Avada has a din of a Tzorah. Eishasach itself, Avada is a Suru Kol Kach Shei Tzeres Oros. The question is, clear to Gemara, Tif Shaila Nivomus, Heichin Adayna Deayna Laidina. Does this have a din? I'm sorry, I didn't realize I'm going over time. Really, I get sometimes confused with the times of Hasidim and time here. The question is, I'm going to end with this. When you're kosher from a Kavach Chomer, are you going to come back to Eishasach with the din of a Surah called Kachay Tzeres HaRosa or the Nish? Every Ervin needs a Tosefis to Asur Tzorah, Surah called Kachay Tzeres HaRosa. Here it was only coming Mikoyach Alav, that the Lav itself doesn't have a din of a Surah called Kachay Tzeres HaRosa. Is the Erva that's going to come from a Lav, is that all in the Midchi Tzara is going to get back the din of a Tzurukh Kokash Tzaresa Odonish?